time for Licking on Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's your host of Licking on Lending, David Licking.
Let's begin.
In today's hot topic, we've got Brian Simon, president of Lenders One, and we're going to be talking about his outlook on current trends within the mortgage industry with a focus on the Lenders One conference here in Miami. Brian, I am excited that you took time to swing by our booth here. Great conference you've got going. Very excited about being here again and being a part of Lenders One.
Well, thanks, Dave. It's always a pleasure to see you. Conferences are always great, and this one in particular we're exceptionally proud of. We've got a record attendance, got some tremendous speakers. You know, heard Sugar Ray Leonard this morning, and we've got so many exciting things going on over the next few days. Got all these new initiatives we brought to the forefront for the members, new opportunities for them to make money, to lower their costs, to grow their businesses, new places to buy products and services, new investors. We've introduced 12 new preferred vendors and investors over the last few months. We've added 20-plus new members over the last 90 days.
Wow.
Going better for Lenders One. We're really cranking, and it's a very exciting time to be a part of the cooperative.
Well, it's very exciting, and you talked about record attendance. Can you spill the beans? How many people? There's people all over here I've never seen. This looks like the best attended Lenders One conference I've been at in my time in being affiliated with Lenders One. It's really crowded. How many people you got here?
Well, first of all, you know, we're helped a little bit by it's the winter time and we're in Miami. So
that's true. Yeah. Who doesn't want to come to Miami? But this is a great event. So did I hear over 500 members?
I'd have to get
or 500 attendees.
I'm not the keeper of the record, but I think that the number starts with a five. So it's definitely a really well attended event for us.
Yeah, that is excellent. That's really outstanding. Yes. And a gorgeous place. Love the weather here. It's so perfect. Let's start talking about some of the things that you're going to be showcasing. Now, you're specifically doing a topic that I think is going to be really interesting. The session topic is liquidity for mortgage bankers. Give us some insights to what the members are hearing here.
That's right. So what we wanted to do was put forth, well, obviously, for all the sessions, we want to make sure that they're going to be exceptionally informative. But having been a mortgage banker and an operator of an independent mortgage bank for most of my career, things I'm always concerned about at the top of the list is liquidity. And so we want to talk about warehouse liquidity, servicing financing liquidity, trading liquidity for TBAs and other forms of hedging instruments. And so we got a panel of experts who are going to share some tips and tricks, different opportunities and ways to achieve liquidity in all those different areas I outlined, as well as talk about what they're seeing in the market now and things that independent mortgage bankers need to know to maximize liquidity and best utilize their balance sheet.
Yeah, my good friend Von Ringer, Senior Vice President, Department of Manager for CoAmerica, has been a friend, a client, a long time talking about liquidity. What's your perspective? What are you seeing as far as warehouse liquidity? It seems like there's such an abundance of warehouse liquidity at the moment. Is there any concerns that that could suddenly change, Brian? Or are we going to just see this get to be a more and more competitive landscape from a warehouse lending standpoint?
Well, it's certainly competitive. There's a lot of liquidity out there. I think a big, big driver of that, if not the biggest driver, is since, you know, the dark times of, you know, 08, 09, 10, this current vintage of loans that's being produced over the past 3, 4, 5 years is probably the best from a qualitative perspective that the industry's ever seen. And so, of course, banks are excited to lend against these assets because they know the risk is completely mitigated by all of the changes in the underwriting guidelines. So that combined with, you know, the continued rallying market that we have, an increased opportunity for volume. So you got opportunity for volume, rates are low, so they can make a spread and still have competitive rates passed on to their clients, and the quality is good, so the risk of having loans stuck on the line is virtually non-existent, makes it, you know, a prime time for banks to want to be in that space. But competition is fierce, that is for sure, amongst the warehouse lenders.
Yeah, the warehouse lenders certainly have got that, and you see different lenders. But, you know, Comerica is a great partner. They've been around forever. They're one of the lenders we refer into a lot. So good to see Vaughn there. You also got Phil Rosario there, Chief Operating Officer for Mortgage Capital Trading. And he's going to be talking about switching to mandatory sales, which is important. What are some of the trends in the secondary markets? Any concerns that you have? What changes might be coming with Mark Calabria? And some now very clear signals that we can expect changes soon. Soon, relatively speaking, to government terms soon. That's like watching, you know, glaciers move. But some changes are happening to Fannie Freddie. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, as I say, moving in Jurassic time. When you
talk Jurassic time. That's good. Yes. I like that.
I think, well, a couple things. First of all, you mentioned Phil Rosario. We have great partnership with MCT and very, very excited that, you know, he'll be speaking and talking about some of the exciting things that they're working on, as well as what's going on in the secondary markets. You know, at the last Lenders One event in Seattle, there was a panel that Phil was a part of, and I think it was, if not the best attended, certainly one of the best attended sessions we had. And there was a topic that came up, which is around, there's a lot of focus now on, you know, this AOT bid type structure.
Right.
For, you know, independent and mid-sized mortgage bankers. And so I think, you know, Phil will continue to expound on that, as well as talk about some of the other things that he and his company are doing to help bankers in this space. And then as far as, you know, what we're seeing on the regulatory landscape, I think, look, the feeling is obviously things are moving towards a change. I'm hesitant to give my opinion because it would just be one man's opinion. But I certainly think with Calabria there in the seat, we're going to see some changes that have been long overdue, and that they should be good for everyone.
Yeah. Having met with Calabria at the MBA, got a chance to sit down with him in a very close up, close and personal meeting. It was where me and a few of us that are in the press corps, you might say, of the MBA were there sitting there. It was very interesting. It's very much underway, and we're seeing evidence of it with the recent announcement that they have actually retained Lohan Loki, I think it is, to actually do something about it. But we've got also a number of people talking there. Seth Sprague's going to be there. He's one of our, he's now moved over to our competitor, Stratmore. I love Seth. He and I speak a lot, and I'm very excited to see what he's talking about. MSRs is one of the topics that Seth is famous talking about, the servicing. And we also have Chris, who is there from PHH. Well, he'll be talking more on the secondary markets, I guess. But Lori Pinto will be there talking about MSRs. What's your thoughts as interest rates now go to another lower level? I mean, recently, looking at what the 10-year's done, is there more of a threat to MSRs? There seems to be, if we see that rates are going to continue to go lower. What's your thoughts on rates and MSRs?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the Lenders One, for my constituency, as you know, the leader of Lenders One, and given that the group is, you know, mid-size, mostly independent mortgage bankers and banks, you know, the thought of retaining MSRs, unless maybe they're a financial institution right now, really doesn't make much economic sense. A, because, you know, if you think that rates are going to continue to decrease, the speeds are only going to increase. So
that's right.
You would get those off your books as quickly as possible, especially because the execution, the co-issue executions are so good right now. When I talk to many of the members about the servicing, you know, they would say to me, why would I want to, even some of the largest members, why would we want to retain right now? We can get paid so well, beyond what we might value if we kept them on our books. We might as well have the cash. And so I think there's certainly going to be a lot of downward pressure on the value of MSRs for now. But then again, you always have, you know, what people perceive themselves to be value buyers, and they think we're at the bottom. They'll start to acquire and ride that back up. And, you know, there's been a number of large independent lenders that have done that very successfully, some that I've been a part of over the years. And so I think, though, this is not going to be the heyday right now for servicing. I know the MBA servicing conference just wound up. I was unable to attend because I have, you know, I was prepping for this event, but the servicing environment, I think, is quiet. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I think rates, it's hard to imagine rates going lower, but we're looking at what's going on and temporary. But we're at these lows, and it looks like we're going to stay here for a period of time. Anyone predicting or forecasting interest rates seem to be there. We got members of the MBA that are going to be there. Pete Mills will be talking. Real excited about him talking about compliance and technology. Give us some insights of what you expect out of that panel.
You know, there's lots of interesting technology going on. We want to continue to bring forth vendors and partners that can bring new insights to the market, new insights to our members. We're doing a lot around cybersecurity. got a new partner there. We can, that continues to be, I think, an area where independent mortgage bankers just aren't thinking as much as they should about the potential risks. And so we brought on a new partner called Absolute Logic, and we're actually going to be embarking on a process down the road where we will be what I'm going to call L1 cyber certifying all of the vendors.
Good. That's good.
All the vendors that have a technological connectivity to the members.
Yes.
We're going to make sure that we can validate to our members that they've been certified and that they've passed what will be our version of sort of a, you know, an ISO type review, and make sure that their procedures are appropriate. And so the vendors can feel good about themselves, but also the members can feel good that anyone that they choose to interact with, that is a Lenders One preferred partner, that Lenders One has vetted them out and put them through this process.
That's excellent. So important. Tom Showalter is going to be there from Candor talking about compliance and technology. What are your thoughts, any insights you have on where you think AI is going to actually, how significant a role it's actually going to play in the market?
It is going to play a significant role. You know, we added Candor right on the eve of the last summit. They had a tremendous response from the membership. They're in flight with a number of our members. I actually participated in a panel at the MBA in Austin, the MBA annual, was sponsored by Candor, and there were a bunch of other industry leaders on that panel. And I think that AI, bots, and additional automation, finally, the mortgage industry is catching up with where technology is. We've always been, as an industry, several cycles, I think, behind where the bleeding edge was, and now there's finally opportunities to use technology to truly enhance output and, you know, I hate to say it, but reduce headcount. You know, it's because in theory, if you implement technology appropriately, you should be able to infinitely scale, and it doesn't require more people to do it, and the quality should be better. So I think that now is the time, and we've got some really, really exciting partners in the technology space, and I know they're going to have a lot of interesting things to say.
I got to chair that one panel at the MBA where Tom was there, and the number of the technology partners, really interesting. The keynote speaker, I think, is outstanding. Sugar Ray Leonard, legendary sports icon. Talk about, why did you select him? He's a great speaker. I've heard him before. But talk a little bit about him as a, I guess, keynote speaker.
Well, first of all, Dave, you're going to go two rounds with him, you said, on the stage, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And I'll probably come too, probably towards the end of the conference, if that were the case.
Historically, in my experience at Lenders One, we've always had great speakers. But typically for, you know, the keynote period, we have not gravitated towards, you know, sort of a brand name sports figure or celebrity for a lot of good reasons. And I think all the speakers have been terrific. But I wanted to try something a little bit different. And I've always been impressed with certain athletes, you know, that have overcome a lot of adversity and have a great message to tell. And, you know, right now, you know, being an athlete is very much akin to being successful in business. You know, there's
smart,
you got to work hard, you got to dig deep. You know, everyone's coming at you all the time. And as you said, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard has got a great story. He's extremely articulate. He's extremely motivational. And, I mean, the guy is one of the greatest of all time in his profession. And so we were fortunate enough to be able to have him come and participate. I think it's going to be very, very exciting.
I've listened to it before, and I think it's one of those many good reasons to be at this conference. We're looking at attendance up as we have a great lineup of speakers as we wrap up. I know you have a busy schedule here today, so we'll let you get back at it. But what are the things that you would want others that are considering attending the next L1 conference to know, and why they should be considering a Lenders One membership? I know you have some things underway that we can't yet talk about, but what is the big vision, the big picture that you have under your leadership?
So we're really focused on a few core items. One, we want to help the members make more money through better execution. Two, we want to help the members save money by reducing the costs on the things that they do every single day that are big line item expenses, things like flood certs and things like those items that individually aren't particularly expensive, but they may do thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of times per year. So we want to increase execution, give them access to better products. We want to decrease costs. We want to help them recruit and retain talent. We want to educate them about what's going on in the market. We're focused on those four core competencies, and then, of course, all the networking and education and friendship and things that come along with being a part of Lenders One. I never use the G word, but I'm going to use it here, Dave. I could guarantee that I could save any independent mortgage banker or bank way more than they would pay in dues and in time and energy and cost to come to these conferences by joining, just for the things that they could save. And in most cases, it's going to be many, many multiples of that. So simply from an economic perspective, there is zero doubt in my mind that we have an overwhelming value proposition for any mortgage banker. And then beyond that, there's just all the excitement that comes with being a part of the Lenders One family.
Yeah, and it is a family, and you get that sense. I refer to it when we're fortunate to have you as advertisers on the podcast. We talk about is how to get up close in more intimate meetings with some of the leading lenders and vendors in the marketplace, and you're doing a great job. Brian, I just want to say again, kudos to you and the leadership you're bringing to Lenders One. It's really exciting. I'm thrilled with the vision that you have, and I can't wait to talk about things that I hear are under the works, and no one will say anything. So you're creating some great anticipation out there of great things to come. And the best part is congratulations on the growth of Lenders One. That is most exciting, to see how much growth is happening in members and also the vision of what you're doing. So thank you, Brian, for what you're doing, and so excited to be here and looking forward to enjoying this whole conference, my friend.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to always have you as a partner, and always great to speak with you, and looking forward to hanging out with you over the next few days.
Our guest has been Brian Simon. He's the president of Lenders One. Wish you were here, folks. Beautiful weather. Great conference. If you can't make it to this one, or fly on in, we'd love to see you get at least the last few sessions in. But we're excited about our partnership with Lenders One.
Thank you.
Folks, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Lickety on Lending. We appreciate you being here with us. Wish you were here in Miami at the Lenders One Conference. Check out the Lenders One website, lendersone.com, to learn when the next conference is coming up, and consider a membership to this outstanding organization. Next week, as I said earlier, we'll be having Chris McAtee, the president of ICE Mortgage Services, joining us. You won't want to miss next week's podcast. Chris has a unique perspective on the industry, especially when you sit and think ICE owns the New York Stock Exchange, has made significant investments in the mortgage industry. So what are they up to? Well, come listen next week to what Chris McAtee has to say. Before we go, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. This podcast is possible because of the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, which is the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, and Modex, and Velma, as well as Vendorsurf and Vidyard. And be sure to go to the website, Lick It On Lending, and check out a write-up on each one of these vendors. I encourage you to do so. These are carefully selected sponsors, and we're proud to have them, and they can bring some serious value to you and your company. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.